Timmins, people spending time at the hospital this holiday have a little more color to enjoy. After raising awareness about the need for art supplies in the Timmins and District Hospital, Todd. Mental Health Units, Sandy Mullins Kona dropped off $600 worth of markers, coloring books, and cards at the hospital on December 23. We had a lot of local donations, she said. We had quite a few people asking to drop things off, and those who want to do that can still come to the hospital and leave it with the staff. The drive also received $60 in cash donations, which Mullins Kona used to purchase more coloring books at local dollar stores. I didn't want to just bring cash because that felt like giving the staff more work, she said. I figured it was easier, and if I did it now, I'd get all the holiday sales. The inspiration for the art supply drive came from her own experience in the mental health unit. Related. A creative outlet. Timmins woman collecting art supplies for hospital. I have mental health issues that mean sometimes I'm really depressed, and I need an outlet to do something, and TV doesn't always help, she said. You can't do other crafts, you aren't allowed scissors, glue, knitting needles are gone, most of the other crafts you can think of are mostly a no-go. Mullins Kona has fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, FASD, which, for her, manifests in depression and chronic suicidal ideation. It mimics some of the effects of autism, so it can appear in a lot of different ways, she said. I love crafts because they are a way to connect, and it's much easier to think clearer when I'm doing something else. So that's one of my coping strategies. TADH Foundation Manager of Donor Relations Barb McCormick said the donation is a great way to show some love this season. What this means to the folks that are here is that it's a very thoughtful gift that they can receive at a time when it's a really stressful point in their lives, said McCormick. A few items from Mullins Kona's Amazon wish list are still on their way and will be dropped off when they arrive. Some individual hairbrushes are still coming and some more coloring stuff, she said. Donations like this for any particular part of the hospital can be made at any time, said McCormick. There are many ways to support the hospital, and whatever way or whatever works for you, just give us a call, she said. Mullins Kona said giving back to the mental health unit has been a positive experience. I'm really pleased with how this turned out.